Enough of this, he said to himself. That's over for me now. It's far, far away. He sighed, shook his head. He perched himself atop the center strut and lay down on his back and stared up at the distant overhead and didn't see it. Enough sentiment, he said aloud. It's time for brain work. Time, in fact, for a cold, logical assessment of the situation. He took a sip from the bottle, lit a smoke, and laughed again. Fact is, we haven't got a prayer. Fact was, most everybody in Fleet nowadays was a rookie, over 60% and rising. That meant 6 months of advanced training, 9 months tops in the military altogether. Not much hope there. Still, the equipment was marvelous, and many were surprisingly good with it. He remembered his astonishment at discovering clearly apparent aptitude for, of all things, the battle armor. Most found the power suits almost impossibly alien in practice, and couldn't bring themselves to react in a sufficiently normal fashion, but he and a few others had taken to them easily, readily utilizing their potential as the long-sought key to a machine as extension of man's own puny form. How odd, he thought, that he should have such bizarre talents. He, of all people, had fit with Fleet's hopes. And from there his drunken thoughts slipped into the past, like most drunken thoughts of terrified humans. He lay back on the template and blew smoke at the distant cranes. He sipped steadily from the bottle. He feared. The hours passed. Lovers, in niches surrounding the perimeter of the bay, took advantage of the sexually integrated warrior class. They rocked and moaned and grasped one another. It was a united, if unorganized, effort by each and all to push the tension-taut present far ahead into the horrors of the future. After a while, they would rest from their labors, draining the last of the bottles and lighting the last of the cigarettes. And before thoughts turned inward, each and all would notice the glow of the cigarette coal coming from the lone figure who lay on the center template strut in the middle of the vastness of Drop Bay 1. They would wonder what the hell it was he was doing there. Felix, alone and unaware of their curiosity, wondered the very same thing.